Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
praise the Lord. We thank God, amen, for another day. We thank God for allowing us to see this day without any hurt and harm and danger to our families. Amen. We thank God. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and we are in prayer time. Prayer time. Amen. It's prayer time. It's time for us to pray. Amen. And this is a 21-day prayer. Amen. For the glory of God, and this is a corporate prayer. Amen. Everybody need to pitch in. Amen. We know it's the 4th of July, Independence Day. Amen. And that's what we say in America. Amen. But do you know a lot of us have been still enslaved in bondage? Amen. Throughout our lifetimes. Amen. If it wasn't a physical slavery like they had back in years ago when the Africans were sent over from Africa and made to be slaves over in the United States. That was the physical and the natural part of it, but it's been a spiritual bondage for a lot of blacks, whites, and all, amen, because we're enslaved by Satan, amen. But God's Son, Jesus, came and destroyed that slavery. We are no longer yoked up with the yoke of bondage, amen. We are no longer enslaved, so this is an Independence Day for those that are Christian, that are Christ-like, that believe in God and know that, amen, we can no longer be enslaved, entangled with the elements of this world, entangled with Satan and his devices, because we've been set free by Jesus Christ and his blood. Oh, I praise God today, amen. This is a great day, amen, for those that want to represent the outward man as far as the fleshly side and being set free. But those that have been incarcerated, that are Christians, that have been going through a slave mentality, I speak that yoke be destroyed today, be it black, white, Chinese, Jew, Gentile, whatever race, amen. You have been set free by God's Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just praise God and give him glory today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have a slave mentality. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have the mind of Christ. Amen. And I'm also, amen, an ambassador for Christ, that I don't walk up under governmental laws of Satan anymore, but I walk up under the laws and the kingdom principles that God has set for his people, that we don't have that slave mentality, that we don't have that slave mind, that we don't have to be entangled and yoked up with Satan and his government. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm free today. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. saints, no matter what you're going through in life, amen, be grateful, amen, because it's going to be all right. God is working it out on your behalf. Praise the Lord, amen. I give him glory today. Amen, all the honor and all the praise. One of the things that I have mentioned, amen, and that we would literally have, praise God, we would literally have our Lord's Supper as often as we come together. And this is biblical, and it's scripturally found to be in essence at all as being light, amen. And we're not no longer in tradition, and I don't want to fall up under that anymore because I had enough of that when I was first started off in ministry and followed behind various teachings that were, they were good, but yet and still they were traditional, amen, some of them. And Jesus let the scribes and the Pharisees know he don't follow the tradition of man. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So if you have your bread, amen, and your wine, which I use grape juice, we can go right to the scripture. Praise God, and it's found in Corinthians. Thank you, Jesus. The 11th chapter, amen, starting at the 24th verse. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Okay, if you have your bread, you can take it right now. Amen. Praise God. And then it said in the 21st verse, it said, "After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me.'" If you have your wine or your grape juice, you can drink it now, but I literally use grape juice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want you to listen to this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then we'll get into the word and prayer. Away all Praise God, praise God. A wonderful change has come over me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know who you are in God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, it's prayer time. You know, a lot of us want to sit around and ride on easy street. We don't want to have fellowship with God. We don't want to literally spend quality time with God. And then when issues come in our lives, amen, we don't have nothing to back us up. But God, amen, allowed us, thank you, Jesus, to have that quality time with us, to have communication with him, amen, in reference to the things that we need. He gave us a chance to send up our petitions, amen, so that we can tell him what we need, amen, concerning our lives, concerning the world issues, concerning, amen, things that go on in an everyday setting, amen, so that we can sometimes get ahead of the devil. And then when we don't get ahead, and God still has a ram in the bush. I want you to hear this. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. You get victory, you obtain victory when you lay before the Lord and pray. Amen. I have not seen a person, amen, gain victory and don't go before the Lord. Amen. Because he is your everything. He is your all in all. You know, I have told you, amen, it's prayer time, it's prayer time, it's prayer time. Excuse me. And one of the things that I had spoken to you about was Daniel and how he had prayed. Amen. And he literally, amen, had prayed, and Gabriel met him and told him what had detained him. The Lord had heard his prayer. The first day he prayed, amen, but because Daniel was persistent and being repetitious, and then he prayed and he cried out and he repented and he did everything that was right, amen, that you should do in prayer, amen. And the prince of Persia, amen, had literally been fighting against God, amen, to keep Daniel from receiving what God had told him. And most prayers, amen, after you have prayed, you pray and then you receive the instructions. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of times it don't come right when you want it, but if you wait on the Lord, amen, and then you'll get those instructions or you'll get your answer, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that you have been waiting on for so long. Amen. And it's better to, amen, to always allow, amen, God to be a part of your life, to reverence him, to love him, to worship him, to praise him, amen, because he is the author and finisher of your faith if you allow him to come in. Thank you, Jesus, amen, and sup with you. Allow him to come in and be your God, amen. When Daniel had prayed, the Israelites had literally been in exile, amen, from one pagan, amen, nation to the next, amen. They had suffered many, many problems, amen, and issues that went on with these pagan nations. And what they did, they would go in and the pagan nations would literally trick them and deceive them, and they would sign a treaty that they wasn't going to honor nor allow the Israelites to be set free at that time. So Daniel had been in captivity with the Babylonians, amen, and right after the Babylonians, amen, then he went and they were in captivity with King Darius, amen, and the prince of Persia was over that nation, and that demon, remember I told you that there are various types, excuse me, amen, that are in the heavens, the demons that fight against us, that try to keep us from receiving our blessing, and these are principalities and that power of spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world, amen. Thank you, Jesus, and that's found in Ephesians 6 and how we must put on the whole armor of God, amen, in order to withstand, amen, Satan and his fiery darts. Well, the principalities, they are prince, amen. They come from the ancient nations that were Babylonians, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Amorites, amen, and the various other nations, and I can call them all out, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, these demonic oppressions, amen, had over control over the government, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And they were cherubims, amen, and seraphims. They were those big demons. And I had a chance to see, well, that's three. Let's see. It was not two. It was three. I had a chance to see not too long ago three large cherubims. And one of them, and he came down, and he was coming after me. And I just had to really just cry out to God and say, no, 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 no. And I was just praying and crying out to God. And he came to me, and his whole body was tattooed. It had all kind of tattoos on him. And he was coming down, and his whole physical body was naked. He was literally naked, and I would have seen everything that was pertaining to him. But before he got to touch me or do anything, because demons would come in, and they would literally have sex with you. They will literally attack you in any kind of way they can attack you. It's not when you see a man or a woman that's molesting another person or a child, you can rest assured that they are possessed by those demons. And so demons get into people so that they can do evil toward other people. That's why the Ephesians tell us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and that power, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. That means we don't contend against our sisters and brothers. So when I seen that demon and I began to cry out to God, God literally removed him because he would have overpowered me, amen, and I would have been messed up. So I just thank God. And then one time I seen a cherubim, and this demon was literally opposing the will of God. And the Holy Ghost, being my best friend and my confidant, I went to him, amen, and I began to cry and to pray out. And the Holy Ghost got mad. He told me, he said, he's mad. And he stood up and he fought against this giant demon, this cherubim. And when he fought against him, he defeated him. And then I went over to where this demon was, and he was lying, amen, in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, amen, and he was dead. And I said, he's dead like that. I told the Holy Ghost, he's dead like that. And I was so grateful to God that, amen, he had allowed, amen, me that freedom, because this demon would have literally destroyed me. They come in to steal, kill, and destroy. They won't... your stuff, they want your blessings, they want to hinder everything that it is that God has set up in your life. And then I seen again another large one, and I don't know what he was doing, but I hurry up and I begin to pray. Prayer changes things, because we are in the midst of something, amen, that we can't see with our physical, amen, eye, amen, our natural eye, but it's a supernatural thing. That's why I continue to tell you all the time, stop getting mad at God because of what's going on with you in your life. Don't you know God is working overtime, amen, to try, amen, and not to try, but literally keep you from being destroyed by this dirty devil, to keep your families from being destroyed, amen, and protecting you from all hurt, harm, and danger. That's why it upset me when America literally want to take out God. When you take God out of America, you ain't got no covering, and that leaves doors open for Satan to come in, and that's what he's done. He's established his government, and these people think that that's their mind, amen, and they done did this here, and they done made this here in America better. Well, I'm telling you, there's a force behind them, and it's demonic. It's very sad. And then what we have allowed to come in, amen, and present itself, amen, in a hurry as far as the devils are concerned, because they know that they have a short time. We have allowed all kind of nations to come in and bring in their gods, Muhammad and Buddha and Henry Kushner and all of those people and all of that follow and all that kind of stuff. And then they set up camp in America, and then they bring in demons. If you look over in the third world countries, one of the things that you will begin to see and understand that is impoverished. These people are impoverished, but they're impoverished because there is a demon, there is a prince in the heavens, in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, over them controlling that nation. And that prince has sent out all kind of demons. You'll catch a demon, he'll walk down the streets, amen, praise God, and he'll literally rape somebody right down the streets. And you can see the action of the rape, amen, but you don't know what's going on because you can't see the demon. And then some of them, like most of them over in the African nations, they use all this witchcraft and all this voodoo and stuff like that. I have a son that's over in Africa and his wife. And he's the pastor of a church. And one of the things that he had written me and emailed me and told me, one time a lady came into his services, and her father-in-law was a witch doctor, and he had put a snake down on the inside of her belly. How he did it, I don't know. But one thing I do know, that if you don't have power through prayer, if you don't have power to cast out a demon or to fool with it, it's better that you leave it alone. And I have acquired some sons and daughters, and I thank God for them. And I always pray for them because I know who they are in the Lord. I'm not playing with this devil, and I don't want anything to do with him because he's out there to kill, steal, and destroy. He plays mind games. One of the things that he does is use strategy of the mind. And I mentioned that when I told you about Joyce Meyer and T.D. Jakes writing a book about the mind. Well, it goes on, amen, to go into in-depth detail that they have not even exposed, amen, but I'm exposing it to you today. The devil plays tricks with your mind through conversation. The Bible says there are many voices in the world, amen, and we listen to all of these voices. They have us doing everything, but there is one distinct voice that is with God, and God comes in a quiet, soft voice. He's not boisterous. He's not a forceful. He's not trying to do anything to scare you, intimidate you, and when he speak nothing but truth. Amen. But the devil will come in with deception. He'll tell you one thing, and then there you are. You call up and you listen to everything, and there is a trap. He's entrapped you, and once he traps you, it's hard to get out. So it's good to always go before the Lord in prayer. And these cherubims are, like I told you, the Prince of Persia, amen, this prince, amen, was holding up, amen, the blessing, the word that God needed to get through Daniel so Daniel could finish writing the book, amen, and telling about, amen, the victory that God would accomplish, amen, amen, in defeating Satan and the Antichrist that will come. See, we don't understand the depths of it. There are many depths in God, amen, but there are many depths as far as the relationship, as far as the world, as far as the earth, amen, and we need to tap into it and tap into truth. When I'm giving you stuff, amen, that is fresh manner. I don't want to go to nobody's book and read it and then come and tell you what thus said the Lord. I want to study for myself and then listen to the Holy Ghost and let him dissect and begin to tell me exactly what it is. Because I know when I speak truth. I have spoken truth to a many people, amen, and everything that I have spoken, amen, has literally come to pass. Well, not too long ago, in 2008, I prophesied to a great woman, amen, of God, amen, and I told her that she was going to acquire much land, amen, because the land was going to be needed. And then I began to tell her what the Lord said about how she should do with the land and what the purpose of it was for. Amen. This year, amen, a man in her hometown came up to her husband and told them that he would give them 90 acres, amen, for their church, amen, for their work for the ministry, amen. And so now she's making out all the preparations and doing everything because the man want to give her the land when she get ready to start building on it. So God works in mysterious ways, and his wonders are to be performed. Had I not been praying and had I not had a relationship with God, amen, I would not have been able to tell her these things. So it's expediently that we pray, because the Bible let us know that we are living in the last time, and all kind of spirits are going to come forth, seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, teaching and literally tearing up whole houses because of silly women being captured by these old demons that are coming forth and destroying, amen, homes. Amen. And then I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people don't know, just like angels walk down here on earth and look like humans, amen, thank you, Jesus. And they do. They really do. Amen. In the spirit realm, they really do. Amen. There are demons walking down on earth doing the same thing. So when you are praying and you're seeking the Lord and you're meditating upon his word and you're allowing the Holy Ghost to guide and teach you, into all truths. One of the things that will happen, you won't be easily deceived. So I'm telling you, it's good, amen, to pray for the Lord. Let me tell you something right now. You know, one of the things that happened, amen, hallelujah, after the fall of Adam and Eve, thank you, Jesus, amen, a relationship was torn. Remember I told you that? Amen. Well, God had to establish relationship with mankind again, and then it was through prayer, through worship, through talking to the Lord, through fellowship. Amen. And Enoch, amen, was the first record of men calling upon the name of the Lord. You find that in Genesis 4 and 26. And then again you find in Genesis, thank you, Jesus, 5, how God established a relationship with Noah and had found grace in the eyes, amen, thank you, Jesus. Have found grace in the eyes of God. Noah had found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. And what he had did, he had literally had relationship, he had fellowship with God. So that, amen, when it came time to talk to God, amen, he could always go before him because God, amen, knew that he was a man of truth and he could trust him with his word. Then he caused Noah to go ahead and build the ark, amen, of safety and save the nation. And I told you on yesterday, the greatest warfare is with intercessory prayer warriors, prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors, amen, and I didn't call them all out yesterday, but I'm calling them out today, amen, evangelists and all of those, bishops and apostles, all of those that have literally went in and made a sacrifice, amen, before the Lord so that they can hear from the Lord. When you pray, that's a sacrifice. You're taking, amen, out the time, amen, from your busy so-called, quote-unquote, schedule, amen, in order to spend time with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then Abraham was God's righteous man and obeyed God. And God had Abraham to pray that Abimelech, amen, who wanted Sarah, would not be destroyed because Abimelech had seen Sarah and seen she was beautiful. And so Abraham told Sarah, said, just tell them that you're my sister. Abraham didn't lie. A lot of preachers say Abraham lied. But no, he didn't lie. That was Abraham's sister, amen, through bloodline, through his family. That was his father's child, amen, thank you, Jesus, not his mother's child. So Abraham told the truth, amen, but Abraham was counted as a man of righteousness because he communed with God. When you want to literally find relationship with God, you're going to sit down and you're going to talk to him, you're going to commune with him, and God is going to build up that relationship through your prayer, through your worship time, through your praise time, so that he can begin to establish things and begin to talk to you. He want to impart things into your life so that you can speak in the earth realm what is going to take place or what will take place. So he told Abraham what he was going to make him, and then he called him to be a friend. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Moses had to pray in Numbers 11, 1 through 3. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That God would stop killing the Hebrews because of their sins. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer changes things because we are sinful nature. Amen. We are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So that sinful nature, amen, in us at all times that we have to literally deplete, cause it to stop working and operating. Paul said, when I try to do good, amen, thank you, Jesus, evil is always present. Amen. And he said, the wood that I do, the good that I do, I would not because of the presence of the evil trying to force him to do the evil. Then he went on to say in Corinthians how he was he had knew a man, amen, that was caught up in the third heaven, and then and heard unspeakable things that he was not allowed to speak that down here on earth. But he had someone that was always in his presence, and this person was buffeting him, just buffeting him. And he asked God, and he asked God three times, amen, to remove this demon from him. And God told him, he said, my grace is sufficient. I'm not going to remove him because, number one, on. That's to keep you in line. And number two, my grace is sufficient. Well, this demon, what he was doing, every time Paul would go to do something, this demon would walk over to Paul and punch Paul. He would give Paul one of the biggest blows in his side or his head or wherever he wanted to punch Paul. Amen. To keep Paul from serving the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Here the other day, I seen a young man, and he was before me, and he was down on his knees praying. Amen. And I seen this demon as he came up to this man's head, and he began to just fight, amen, this man's head. He was giving punches all in this man's head, and in order to keep this man from praying, in order to keep this man's mind distracted so that this man would not pray to the Lord. One of the things that Satan tried to do, he literally tried to keep you off track. He literally tried to keep you distracted. So he'll send lust demons to you. He'll send all kind of demons to you to try to make you look, amen, in another direction so that you won't keep your focus on God. But David said, he said, I always saw the Lord before me. That means right in front of him, in his face, he kept Jesus' face, amen, before him, that he literally had a relationship and communication with God so that when things went on, amen, he was able to, amen, call on Jesus so that these things could be rectified. We need to pray, amen, that God would move by his spirit, that God would help Israel in that time of need, because we are in the last days, and the Bible says Jesus is soon to come, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. Thank you, Lord. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to pray for Jerusalem, and then we need to pray for America. Oh, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Hallelujah. And I ask God to move by his spirit in the name of Jesus. Now, God, would you touch lives all over the land, because somebody needs a healing and deliverance today. Somebody's out there celebrating the 4th of July, and they don't know the true meaning of independence. But I'm coming with a word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And a prayer to let them know that you can only be independent through Jesus and his blood. And I'm coming to you today to let you know that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and he can do everything but fail. I bind up and I curse Satan and his kingdom today. I bind up principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world, in Jesus' name. And I'm asking you, Father, 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 have the mercy upon your people today, God. So many of them going to be using alcohol and drugs today, celebrating independence, not knowing that independence can come only from you, Jesus. And for your cause, Jesus. Oh, God, move by your spirit. I bind up Satan and his demonic oppressions. I tear out every stronghold in the mind. Every demon that can try to interfere with the will of God. I curse you, devil, at your root. You are a defeated foe. Your roots are evil. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go back to the pit to hell, in Jesus' name, and I command you to stop oppressing God's people, and I command you to stop tempting God's people, and I command you to stop causing them to lust after things, because the Bible said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is your kingdom, and your power, and your glory, forever and ever, amen. Glory be to the name of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for me. I'm asking, Lord God, to move by your spirit, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. I can't do nothing without you. I don't want to do nothing without you. I don't even want to move without you. because of the wickedness in the world. I need you to cover me, Holy Spirit. Cover your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up witchcraft spirit today. I bind up masturbation spirit today. I bind up the freeway demons today. I bind up, oh Lord God, jealousy spirits today. I bind up covetous spirits today. I bind up fornication spirit today. I bind up lying spirit today. I bind up child molestation spirit today. I bind up pornography spirit today. In the name of Jesus, I bind up famine all over the land. The global recession, it can't be our sight. Lord God, you told us, hallelujah, in your word, in the book of Revelations, chapter 6, 6 verse. Hurt not the oil in the wine. Don't let the enemy destroy your remnant. In the name of Jesus, I pray your will. I bind up the thief that come to steal. I bind up the thief that come to destroy. I bind up the thief that come to kill. In the name of Jesus, I bind up covetous spirits today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Depression spirits today. Amen. Suicidal spirits today. Those Philistine spirits today. Those Amorite gods and their spirits today. The Babylonian gods, the Persian gods and their spirits today. The Hittite gods and the Jebusite gods and their spirits today in the name of Jesus. These are ancient cherubims that government has been established to try to turn on and govern the earth realm in the cities and the towns and the nations and the territories in the municipalities. But I bind them up through the power of God and the sovereignty that God has given me in the earth realm. You take your fight in the name of Jesus. You take your fight in the name of Jesus. I cast you back into the abyss because the Bible said, cast those devils into the abyss. In the abyss they cannot stand. In the abyss is where they're tormented. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, God. Let your will be done today. In the name of Jesus, and I'll give you the glory, all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to hear just a little bit of this before they cut me off. Thank you, Jesus.